Has your job changed a lot over the years in how you forecast marine weather?
Well, I would say I've been in the National Weather Service for going on 35 years right now. And the methodology that we do the weather forecasting has changed tremendously, particularly since 2003 when we began to do what we call gridded forecasts. And so what I'd like to do is to explain to the mariners out there, I know that there'll be a lot of commercial fishermen in the audience, about how we do the weather forecasts, how do we execute them, and talk a little bit about the weather patterns, the basics in the weather, and then a few of the features that people often worry about when they're on the water.
I think the National Weather Service has got more targeted in terms of its products and what it puts out for the marine forecast, more detailed information about the various areas of Southeast over the years.
Oh, yes. As a matter of fact, we now execute the forecast using graphics rather than text. So in the old days, when I first got into the Weather Service, we would type the marine forecast. And also, there were fewer areas of the marine forecast. So it was a little bit easier to just kind of sit down and you'd look at the model guidance and the satellite images and come up with a plan about what you thought the weather was going to do, and then you would type out and just express in words what it was. And now what we do is we use the model guidance as inputs to gridded forecasts, where the grids are actually manipulated by the forecaster to express what they want, let's say in terms of wind or sea state. And we do this, and then there are formatters that actually look at that, do some averages on the areas, and come out with a text forecast. So the text forecast is written for us. We can edit that a little bit, but basically it comes from the graphics that we produce.
Okay. Are there other changes on the horizon for forecasting from the National Weather Service in Southeast?
No, I think we've, at least for the time being, we've really settled into the grid methodology and being able to do what we call point-and-click forecasts. We're always learning new things, particularly as we get new observations. So that will help us calibrate, if you will, so that you give a better forecast that's more realistic. You know, it's hard to tell what the weather's going to do in the future if you don't know what it's doing right now. And so one of the things that we really like are more marine observations. And I think one of the things we'd like to figure out is that how can the mariners have more input as to what the current conditions that they're experiencing and get that information back to the forecaster so that they can understand what's happening now.
I know there's a new app out for that, and I guess that just depends on self-service, whether you're out on the water somewhere with some bars.
Yeah, and of course, you know, cell service is very sketchy here in Alaska, and particularly with the terrain and everything that we have here in Southeast. But if you'd asked me 10 years ago how many cell towers would be in Southeast, I would have said few or none. And boy, oh boy, was I wrong, because we sure have a lot more than I ever expected.
You had mentioned you've been doing some follow-up work on the tsunami response from last week. Is that going to be a part of your presentation at all in terms of how that came out?
Well, what I'd like to do is maybe give a little information on that, but even more so, what I'd like to do is give some ideas and guidelines to mariners that are at sea as to when they hear the warning, what would be the best course of action to save themselves and the vessel.